A lot of people think that it's glamorous, that you go to the hotels, you go out after you have a little bite to eat, and you hit a couple of bars maybe, and you have a couple of pops, you come. No, Jerry and I didn't do that. I think the first road trip we made, we ate in the hotel, then we went back to our room, which we shared because they were too cheap to get a separate room. So we shared the room together, and we sat there and just talked, most of the night away, and worked on little notes for the game and so forth. And that's unusual, because one guy normally likes to go out and, on the town and so forth, and I'm not like that, and I know Jerry's not either. So that really made it even more enjoyable that we both had the same values, the same family values. And then when Jerry decided to walk away from it, that said to me what kind of a guy he was. And I was absolutely, in shock, and I was so sorry that he did it when he did, but because of your son not being, you wanted to be with your son, and that was the best thing in the world anybody could have said to me. That was much more important than any ball game or any broadcast, your family. That's what I like about Jerry. I did then, I still do now.
And that was one of the toughest decisions I ever made, but what a great decision it was, because my son, Zach, is now a college freshman. And, the Ravens thing falls into my lap many years later, unexpected, not even thinking I'd ever get back into games. And I got to tell you, though, those years we spent together on the road, we did. We never went out.
No, we didn't.
And neither one of us are big nightlife guys. Plus, Johnny's under police order not to be out in most of the towns in the ACC. So that limited our options. But we did. We'd sit around and we'd talk about the notes on our board. Sometimes we'd watch movies. I remember the time neither one of us had seen Rudy. Can you believe that? We hadn't seen Rudy, so watching Rudy at like 2 o'clock in the morning in Carolina someplace, and the movie gets done. We're jumping up and down on the beds like little kids, high-fiving each other. So much fun.
You mentioned, Jerry, about when you fell into the Ravens thing. Well, don't cut yourself short, because you don't fall into anything. You do it because you're good. You do it because Steve Bisciotti knows what you bring to the table as a broadcaster and what class you bring to that organization in doing their game. See, I think you probably sell yourself short. You didn't fall into it. You're there because you deserve to be there, and people want you there, and the end result is look at the great job you do.
Well, you taught me well, brother, I'll tell you that.
How many years have you been doing the Ravens now?
This is our eighth year.
Eighth year, huh? Yeah, well, congratulations. I'm going to have a special ceremony at halftime of the Ravens game coming up, celebrating your 8 years.
I think that's only fair, because you're kind of like on a national tour now with honors. How are the expansions at the house coming for all of the trophies and plaques? I mean, you've had a longer tour of platitudes than Julius Irving had, for crying out loud. It's unbelievable.
Let me tell the folks, one of the things we did, and he was talking about, he would call me and I would call him and use these different voices and so forth. If you listen to most play-by-play guys, they're all former top 40 disc jockeys. And they've all got kind of a smile in their voice, And the old Bobby Gonzalez, thing was our crutch. Anytime we hear a guy on the road doing a ball game and he was doing a college game or a pro game, I swear to goodness, the guy sounds like he was Bobby Gonzalez, with a big smile on his face and the old top 40 disc jockey routine. We thought that was hilarious. The audience may not, but we thought it was pretty funny.
And you'd hear lines like, "Bah, he just simply ran out of real estate on that fly ball." Like, come on, people don't talk that way.
All the way across the field and make that hit. By golly, that was a good one, wasn't it, huh?
And how about some of your old DJ lines from back in the day when you were a top 40 star?
You serving up the cream of the top pop crop and elbow deep in the ballad bowl and others starting them, we're charting them.
Yeah. There you go.
Those were good. Fun facts and first.
You're on fire.
From rock to jock.
Let's take you down to the Grooveyard, huh?
I love it.
Oh, my gosh.
This is amazing radio, gentlemen, and I'm sad that this segment, they're making us take a break here to, pay out. Johnny, if you want to stay here all hour, I would be happy to. I can tell you, whatever I planned the rest of the way isn't as good as hearing you guys
go back
and forth. One last thing, Johnny. The honor on Saturday and 35 years in College Park, just what does that mean to you?
Nothing. No. I'm very humbled by it, Brett. And Jerry knows as well as anybody that any time you're with somebody for an extended period of time, hopefully you're doing something right and they accept you for what you've done. And they appreciate the hard work and the time you put in. And this day and age, with social media being as it is, it's not as easy doing games because you got so many armchair critics out there that are taking shots at you, and you can't do anything right to please all the people. You do the best you can and let the chips fall where they may.
And those are just our wives.
And she doesn't even like me. You know, she loves Jerry, but she hates me.
Brett, 35 years for Johnny in College Park means his lovely wife, who I won't share the nickname he would share with me sometimes, she won't let him retire and come home, for crying out loud. That's what 35 years means.
You mean the ball and chain?
The ball and chain. There it is.
It means a lot. It means a lot for the school to do this. And I was against it. I said, come on, guys, this is ridiculous. I don't want you to do this. And they said, we don't care what you want. We're going to do it anyhow. And it's very nice, and I'm very humbled by it, and I hope I can continue for another, you know, 2 or 3 weeks.
at least get through November, for crying out.
At least I want to see if we can't go to a bowl game this year.
Look, yeah, you think of the coaches, the players, the colors, the uniforms, the students who have come and gone. What's been the great constant in College
One
Park?
Thing.
Johnny Holiday.
One thing, yep, the ADs and everything else.
You're the best, buddy. Congratulations.
Hey, thank you, Jerry. This is a real surprise, believe me. I didn't expect to have you on, and of course you're going to file for an AFTRA, you know, guest shot appearance for being on. I know Sandusky. He wants money for this, believe me.
If I can get you past 820, I think I'm guaranteed a payout.
Hey, I'll be watching tonight. Okay, news at 11.
Good stuff, buddy.
Johnny Holiday, the absolute legend and the voice of Maryland football and basketball for 35 years. Johnny, congratulations, and let's talk again real soon.
Anytime, Brett. Thank you very much, and best to you, Jer.
See you, pal.
Amazing, okay, right. Amazing radio right there. You just can't get any better than that.